This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures. Tune in every week to learn something new about digital marketing and entrepreneurship. And now, over to the voice of your host, Dukshin Adyantaya. Enjoy the show.
And here we are from the studio taking this podcast to different parts of the world. This is the Deliberate Talk Season 3. And today is going to be a conversation with someone who has contributed to changing the perception of travel in real and virtual life. In studios today is Dharamveer Singh, DV. Hello, DV. How are you doing?
Hey, hi, Dukshin. I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for making time for the show. DV is the co-founder and CEO of Zoworld in Zostil. He's a gamer and an entrepreneur by heart, and DV has been building startups since 2009 and is now further building the travel ecosystem with Zoworld using NFTs, AR, and a community-led travel ecosystem. Wow. We have a lot to talk today, DV, but I'm going to start with asking about you first. How did you lead to starting Zostil in the very first place before we deep dive into any other part of your projects?
Sure. You know, I just thought that it will be pretty cool. That's the one-liner. But, you know, I actually had a startup before Zostil. You know, I made a gaming studio. I ran it. So I had some decent experience of trying to build stuff. And I was very overly confident, overly bold with my dreams. And I just thought that, hey, can I make a living? So I was in IIM, right? So I decided, hey, can I make a living, you know, with myself that is better than the best jobs that come from the IIM? You know, can I do something? I love my friends. You know, I've always been very open. I really cherish the bonds that we make, especially in the young age. So I wanted to do something very hardcore with my friends that, you know, hey, can this be something that I do on a daily basis, you know, with my friends? Can it be in an industry which is fun to do? And just, you know, these three answers, you know, create the best job, do it with friends, do it something that's fun. And then it, you know, I decided, hey, travel's fine. And, you know, backpacker hostels are not there in the country. And, you know, if I'm able to play the capitalist game right, you know, the way companies are built, startup, et cetera, whatever is like, make it a reality from the dream. And, you know, universe was gracious on me. You know, we raised our first round of funding before we graduated from IIM Calcutta. And but the idea itself originated, you know, I was lucky enough in my, I come from IIT BHU, so I was lucky enough that during that time, I had, in my third year, I had a internship in Germany. Okay. And so I was there for 4 months and I traveled a lot. I obviously, that was the first time I got to touch and feel the backpacker hostels, and it was very profound. In the simpler sense that, you know, it was something that even in, you can't have it in a 5-star, like even in a 5-star hotel, you will never be able to make new friends, you know, right. So I really felt that, you know, that common room vibe that people stay, meet each other, you know, those are things that money can't buy. And therefore they give you a business strategic advantage in terms of, you know, building in the ecosystem. It's different. And I think I'll just summarize on it. You know, if anybody wants to do a startup, it's much better to do something that's different rather than, you know, better or best or whatever than what I do.
Right. And you know, just curious again, what was that lightning which struck that idea of Zostil? What was that very first thought that came into your mind on that very particular day and you just said, let's do it?
Yeah. So, you know, I think I got lost once in Barcelona. I got into suburb. I had to go to a different place. I ended up at a place called as Badalona. Uh-huh. And there was nobody was there. It was 11 p.m. at night. There was no train that would come as well.
Okay.
And I had a friend with me and we both had to figure out, it was very windy, it was cold. And we had to figure out a, you know, piece of rock somehow to, you know, keep our backpacks and sleep on the beach itself. So there was nowhere else that we could go. And slept the night at beach. I slept the night at beach. You know, my friend, his name is Pushkal. You know, he's in, he had his own startup. He's working, I think his startup got acquired multiple times. But anyways, you know, so I slept over there and I realized that somehow, you know, somehow I realized over there, you know, since you're also talking about the lightning moment. And this was also a time period when I was just going through a bad phase in my life earlier, you know, with my past startup and a couple of relationships, you know. So I just, at this point of time, just being lost and then finding a peaceful night's sleep was very profound, you know. And the moment I woke up, I decided that, hey, you know, I'll just keep being crazy, following your heart and, you know, being stupid about things, not really bothering about what others are saying. Uh-huh. And so this was a nice moment. And I think, you know, from then onwards, 2 years, you know, I just spent researching, being prepared, getting the starting capital that would be required for builders. I'm very patient. I internalize things, and you won't find me jumping around, but, you know, I'll internalize things and then I'll prepare myself and then build a world.
Right. Wow. Okay. Interesting story there. And what was, and tell us a little more about that world's first budget hotel aggregators, the Zoroom. What was the insight that led you to start Zorooms?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we were already running Zostel.
Right.
And, you know, Zostel catered a lot more to travelers, to people. It's a product with a customer mindset. You know, you see a lot of hotels, they have hotels. What I mean by that is, you know, they have four walls, they have a bed, they have a TV, they have a bathroom. But, you know, they probably try to cater to all the customers, be it a traveler, be it a person who's coffee, or he's a person who's getting married, or friends, or families, and everybody, right? So right. You have to, in that sense, you know, you have to either go to the, let's say, the lowest common denominator of a, you know, thing to cater to everyone. And what we did at Zostel was, you know, we cut it through. We have very young travel focused mindset. And that basically means that we could get a wow experience for that niche community.
Right.
And as then we, you know, scaled up the business, we raised a couple rounds, and, you know, we realized that, you know, there is a large travel sector there that is corporate travel, that is, you know, budget travelers who are not really traveling for, you know, just say traveling or kind of travel. They just have to somehow survive. That's why, you know, or maybe they have some business purpose, you know, that's why they are going over there, rather than really enjoying the vibe that they try. And so that was how, you know, we really thought of, you know, scaling up Zoroom with partnering several hotels, you know, across the country. And we pretty much, you know, created the industry, we legitimized the concept itself. And did phenomenally well. You know, we had around 1,000 employees. We had in 12 months, you know, we spread into 60 cities. We had, I think, around 6,000 hotels. And we were clocking, monthly, you know, booking upwards of $5 to $6 million.
So wow.
It was phenomenal. Obviously, you know, we burned money throughout while we were scaling this. But it was a phenomenal business that we scaled very well, and it was way better than, you know, other companies. Service ratings were far superior.
Right. Wow, yeah. Fantastic journey there. And you know, today Zostel is synonymous to hostels. What is ZoWorld, and what is it going to be synonymous to with the world that you're trying to plan and conquer? Tell us more about it.
You know, I've really meditated, you know, on this problem in which, how do you make a future in which it's super easy for anyone to travel anywhere across the whole world, but let's say start off with your own region, your own country, and then goes forward. Right. And, you know, as we kept building Zostel, we kept inspiring people to travel. We had this profound insight that is, you know, very general, but it's surprising from the sector as well, that all you need, you know, Dakshin, where are you right now? Mumbai, right?
Right.
So you know, all you really need, if I want to come to Mumbai, you know, if I have the money with me, I can tell you that, Dakshin, you know, I'm coming. You know, I have a 10K daily budget, or I have a 5K daily budget. Can you really help me,
right,
you know, in terms of making the arrangements? I don't want to stay at your home. Uh-huh. You know, if that's an option, I don't mind. But, you know, if you can just tell me that which are the decent places, what should I do? And then I know that, you know, if I get, this is India, so, you know, there can be several problems anytime.
Right.
You know, I
can. Right.
And these things happen all across the world as well. You get mugged in Amsterdam,
right,
Italy, Milan, everywhere. San Francisco, my passport got stolen.
Wow.
So, you know, so these things happen. But I had a friend over there, and, you know, I was very broken. I had to come back to India. You know, I was getting married, I think, 2 weeks later.
Okay.
And, you know, I had a friend over there, and he really, you know, helped me out. We went to the police reports, then to the Indian embassy, got a new passport issued.
Mm-hmm.
And all I really needed was, you know, having him by my side. And, you know, right, that was the most essential thing. So our insight is that, you know, all you really need to travel anywhere in the world is, you know, some local friends from the place.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the ZoWorld is trying to build that ecosystem. It starts off with friends, but it's a sort of those friends are, you know, sort of the city managers or destination managers for you. But the product itself is that, you know, you have a very simple marketplace in which you have people who are, you know, giving you, hosting your former couch surfing or an Airbnb or a hotel perspective. Mm-hmm. And then there is vertically integrated, you know, transportation, there is experiences, there is cafes, there's paragliding, there's, you know, let's say bungee jumping, there's local guides, there's museum visits, anything and everything. We think the travel industry is very people-centric. Mm-hmm. And we are in Zoworld, you know, trying to build this ecosystem where we hope that in the future, the current traveling is such, from an aspirational perspective, the top layer is that, you know, there are people who are today digital nomads.
Right.
These people can travel for 3 months to San Francisco, 3 months to, let's say, Bali, 3 months to Goa, and, mm-hmm. you know, 3 months to Amsterdam, and then they come back, you know. So there are people who are right now, you know, traveling such as I just said. And you know, so I think the modern traveling is not about, you know, going to a place, you know, checking off, hey, I've seen Eiffel Tower, clicking 2 pictures and then coming back.
Right.
You know, modern traveling is about living at that place. It's right. about absorbing that local culture. It's about being a part of the local community and, you know, contributing, learning, evolving together as a human being. You know, there's a spiritual journey that goes along, you know, when you travel. We strongly believe that.
Right.
So that is what we're trying to do at Zoworld. You know, our idea is that, you know, we want to enable humanity to travel anywhere in the world. It's really a lifestyle thing. You know, it's right. not just really, you know, that it's a traveling thing that, hey, I got your booking done. And it's now out of the game. It's a lifestyle thing that, you know, hey, today evening, you know, Dakshin just, you know, he's in San Francisco. He wants to check out that, hey, are there any other podcasters in the town? I would love to meet them.
Right.
And it's a simple question. And, you know, maybe you can find a niche podcast community, wagera, you know, whatever it is. But we want to have that Zoo ecosystem in which we have the different passions. We have different things. So right now where we are launching is, yeah, our vision is that, you know, let's say 10 to 20 years down the line, there might be at least 1 billion people, you know, who are, you know, sort of our Zoo members, sort of traveling with us.
Right.
And to really have those kind of scale, those kind of numbers, we need, you know, millions of people who act as hosts across the world,
right.
you know, from different services, et cetera. And to reach out to those millions of people, you know, we are going very boldly saying that, hey, this is not something that DV can build or Dakshin can build, or, you know, just let's say the team that's hired can build with some sort of VC money. This right. is big, you know. So what we really need is we are looking for 11,111 founders of the Zoworld,
right?
You know, and that's what we are saying. It is that very absolutely clear that, you know, founders will come, founders will go, but there will be some people who will not let it go, who will forever be the founders of the Zoworld, just like me
right.
and you know, our team over there. And that's our first starting spot, you know. So right. we are just initiating the vision. We need people to take. Explain this, you know, vision that we are trying to do, this bold dream that we have.
Right.
And so we are just starting off right now. But we will be launching, you know, the founder NFT collection. And the idea is that half of them will be given to people who just help us build Zoworld. And we have right. placed bounties. You know, you can do anything. You know, you can contribute from design. You can contribute from coding. You can contribute from even like you, you know, you can contribute from making YouTube videos, podcasts, Instagram right. posts, helping us marketing, mm-hmm. or you can even show the commitment with a tattoo. You know, there's one, this guy who got a tattoo of the Z symbol that we have.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, he's a fellow founder with us today.
Ah.
And he actually then joined us full time as well.
Right.
You know, and it's hardly been 2 months. So I think that is a, you know, underground, you know, sort of a cult or a revolution that's brewing up.
Right.
And if we do play our cards right, we should be able to, you know, establish this global travel community, and then we take it forward together. You know, then right. we take it forward together. We figure out what's to see, how to do.
Right.
So, you know, that's broadly Zoworld, what we're trying to do.
Divi, just extending the conversation, because we both have been a part of NFT worlds at the current cluttered, you know, the niche clutter that we have. We know a lot of people play for, you know, profits. There are
it's all about profits.
Yeah, it's all about profits. It's all about paper hands right now. Just dumping yeah. the projects. There are a lot of projects which are really good, but being dumped at a floor price below minting and all those kind of aspects, right? From your founder perspective of finding 11,000 plus founders, people who are here in for profits alone might not be beneficial for the project, you feel? Or is it like you rightly said, right? Founders will come and go. But with respect to paper hands and people for profits, how are you working towards that in terms of helping out others build an ecosystem?
See, anyways, you know, personally speaking, I keep an eye on good projects. If there's something that's below mint, you know, I obviously, you know, don't have that sort of bandwidth right now, but I have some friends who inform me that, yeah, boss, this is a good project we should get in. And I give them my Ethereum that, hey, boss, you know, I'm very bullish on the...
Right.
I see NFTs as the consumer layer of Web3. I think the metaverse, you know, when whatever is the metaverse, in my opinion, it is the consumer layer of Web3. You know, we have had, you know, the hard blockchains.
Right.
We have the protocols. We have decentralized finance.
Yeah.
And where I see NFTs is that, you know, it is all about now coming to the consumer layer with the mercs, events, activities, app usage, games. Right. These are all consumer layers, right?
Right.
And so you know, I largely love to believe in projects that I believe that, you know, will scale in the next 8-10 years and play an important role in building up this open metaverse.
Uh-huh.
And personally speaking about us, you know, I think that I'm really not, you know, I've really not hyped it up. You know, we haven't had a lot of shilling activities. We haven't spammed groups. And that's not what really excites me. I think...
Right.
We have a very small, you know, I think hardly, 1,200, 1,300 Discord community. People have, I don't know, lakhs of people at Discord, right? And so I think, you know, having a small engaged community is actually better. And I think the way I'll be building is that I think, you know, I'll not be hyping it up. So I don't think there will be a lot of, you know, people who would be, you know, able to flip it that well because there's hype and people want to jump in and then dump it out. Right. And I don't think we'll have a very hard sellout as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I'm hopeful that, you know, sooner or later, you know, we'll keep building.
Yes.
We'll keep building,
right.
You know, and sooner or later, you know, it'll, at one point of time, you know, 11,000 is not a big number and uh-huh. we should be out of the minting phase. Then comes the short term, you know, the people who want to paper hand, people who have got this NFT for free. So we are giving half of them for builders, right?
Right.
Who have contributed and who will keep contributing.
True.
So, you know, they have been getting it for free. So they might liquidity, they might go.
Yeah.
And but that's how I see. I think they're doing very unique. Like we have no PFP NFTs.
Right, right.
We don't have PFT. I'll tell you the traits that we have in our NFT. It's very unique.
Uh-huh.
Our first trait is destinations, which sort of signifies the space of the universe. So really? We have 234, you know, over there. So we have all the different countries of the world. And then we have Mars and, you know, space and moon as well. The other thing is time, you know, so there is this trait of Jan, Feb, March, you know, months, all 12 of them. And then there is transportation. So there is railways, cabs, plane, ship, cruise, skateboarding. The transport layer is there. Then there is the weather trait that, you know, it's sunny, it's, you know, it's rainy, it's a solar eclipse.
Yeah.
And then there is the cults and passions, you know, and we want to keep expanding on cults and passion. But the broad categories, I think we have 20 categories, which is art and literature, which is business, which is science and technology, which is design and creativity. So we have, so these are the building blocks, you know, this is, these are the founding building blocks of, you know, and you rightly put it that, hey, this world that you're building, you know, so these are the building blocks that, you know, we have the space over there, we have the time over there, we have the travel element, we have this. And now I think the way to build in the Web3 is to lay down a good base and then very well work on the derivative aspect, right? And so we do plan to have a, you know, future avatar sets. We, after the sellout, we do hope that, you know, people will be using these NFTs to stake them within our ecosystem to be able to rent places in the virtual AR world in different countries and help us unlock. So let's say there's India. Right now, there's only countries, right? So
but
we know that India, what is India? You know, India itself is comprised of, you know, today, let's say, you know, what, 30 plus states and union territories all across. Then there is 741, you know, districts. In the country, right? And there is closer to 20,000 pin codes in the country. And these numbers are dynamic, you know, because geography keeps changing and different, our neighbors' countries have sometimes different claims on regions. And so, you know, I think if you want to make people travel India, what we really need is we need friends in all of the 741 pin codes at the very least.
Right.
You know, so I'm not really in for, you know, selling 10,000 NFT and then, you know, boom, some collection and price and raise and then coming up with a roadmap later on and then trying to shill my way through it, somehow survive. You know, we have been on the sidelines for very long.
Uh-huh.
And we have only entered when we are very confident about what we want to do. And we are spending a lot of time into structuring our basis for a very long-term play over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I'll say that it's way easier if we would have been selling, you know, some avatar sets.
Right.
It would have been, and it would have been easier, you know, if you would be hyping it up a lot, working with marketing teams, etc., and doing some differential pricing. But overall, you know, we also understand how the world works and we understand the technology and we want to do it our way rather than, you know, being inspired or copied by someone else. We have been obviously inspired by everyone else, but we want to do it our way, which is unique, which is different. And therefore, it is a high chance that it will not sell out. You know, it will not be something that, you know, jumps straight up.
No, but it's very interesting, DV, because, you know, again, from this whole concept of NFTs, metaverse, travel coming into NFTs, they're hardly today, you know, say less than 5% of people really know what are the possibilities with NFTs, right? And in a country like India, with AR, NFT concept of travel through decentralized platforms, do you think we are ready to see something like this traveling from a lens perspective of India as a market?
I think you are being very generous saying that, you know, there are 5% of people who understand, you know, what is NFT. I really honestly think, Dakshin, even we don't understand that, you know, where NFTs will go.
Right.
And, you know, where they'll be useful. What we can really say is that they will stay and people will figure out what to do with them.
Right. Right.
And obviously, there's this easier element is the BAYC that they have already established the brand. People want to associate, okay, 2+2 is easy.
Right.
They'll possibly, you know, make some apps and tokens, etc. Things will expand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coming to, you know, your next part that, you know, how will things probably shape up in India? I think where we see our role is that we want to, first of all, just get as many people as possible a MetaMask account more than anything else. You know, we want, I'm very personally, very emotionally, you know, I've studied a lot that I want India to be the richest country in the world.
Right.
You know, and I've really meditated, just like I've said that, you know, on the problem of how people travel anywhere. I've also really meditated that, hey, how, I'm not really excited about $5 trillion. You know, it doesn't excite me at all.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want to be excited about a $50 trillion economy.
Right.
You know, I want India to be a $50 trillion economy and it will be, you know, and I think that point of time, you know, maybe United States might be 38, 40, you know, China might be closing in on us, you know, but we need to do leaps and bounds and we should aim to be the, you know, we own a, let's say, a 25% GDP in the world. You know, the world's GDP is approaching $100 trillion.
Right.
You know, by the time it 2x's to 200 trillion, you know, we should probably 10x ourselves.
Right.
And I think that, you know, the way to build wealth in our country, in India, and for anywhere, you know, in the world is to really embrace the next technological revolutions, you know, and that is precisely how every nation has built its wealth. You know, from United Kingdom back in the 1780s, you know, coming up with steam engines and, you know, the whole concept of shipyards and then, you know, ruling. Let's say we were actually ruled by a company, you know, rather than a country. Let's not forget that, you know, British East India Company was one of the first public companies in the world.
Mm.
And, you know, many people own that share. Around 25% of Britain, I think, own the shares of that company. And so, you know, anytime there is a technological revolution, there might be a financial innovation, you know, along with it, you know, in terms of distribution of wealth. And I think we are at the cusp of it, you know, with Web3. And I think if the Indian masses somehow get to MetaMask, somehow get to, you know, own these tokens in different right. manners, right. contribute, and it's happening, you know, what you are really hosting over here, and it's happening a lot.
Right.
And I think, you know, we'll play our role in that area. We are very early in that. And as I said earlier that, you know, we see ourselves on the consumer layer, you know, with the NFT. So what I am hopeful is that for people, it'll just be traveling with Zoho.
Mm-hmm.
For people, it'll just be traveling with Zoho. They don't care about, you know, your NFTs or, you know, at the back end that this vendor has been or this local partner has been vetted on the Web3, on the blockchain. All they know is that, hey, it's a trusted people. Hey, mm-hmm. These are trusted people, you know, and that's what people will remember and learn that, you know, Zoho has a trusted community, for the consumers. They won't really care about, you know, that how are they going to be trusted. They know that. So that has already happened, right? You and I care about, you know, how the Bitcoin blocks are mined or how Ethereum works, and then, you know, all the smart contracts and everything else. For people, they are buying JPEGs, right? They don't care about it, whatever the hell is happening before.
True.
So, you know, we must look at it from that perspective. But, you know, things go forward in the sense that if there is trust in the back end, it is only a matter of time that, you know, the front end gets it, that, hey, there's trust. Then our idea, as I said earlier as well, that we are completely global. Even today, we have community members from New York, Melbourne, Dubai, Singapore. And we are hopeful that, you know, if we build this travel ecosystem marketplace, things will sprout up, ground up. You know, so I want people who are in the villages of Spain, you know, to become a member of the Zoho community, sign up, you know, help their own local region be listed. Right. And then maybe a person from Germany just comes and visits them, you know, and you know, we are nowhere in the picture, but we want to be in the ecosystem that, you know, helps make this connection.
Okay, fantastic. All right. So again, you know, beyond the NFTs and beyond the conversation that we're speaking about, does this open new opportunities for travel and food bloggers according to you as well? And if yes, then how?
Sure. You know, I think, let's say, you know, all of the capital, the travel influencers, food bloggers, and who else you mentioned, or let's say videographers, whoever it is. Right? And so, you know, once again, we have to come back to Web3 to see it is that, you know, sort of this, not just Web3, even in Web2, you know, we can all feel that, you know, there is something happening on the creator, independent, indie front.
Right.
Something is happening. You know, some people are shooting out, you know, you are doing YouTubes, you are doing podcasts, and, you know, people are coming up, and then, but everybody's still trying to figure out that, you know, how do we really crack it for good, that, you know, it becomes, my life becomes easy in the sense that I can follow my heart, you know, doing what I love to do. And hopefully I make decent living to survive. Right. You know, I hopefully make decent living that, you know, I can travel to a place without worrying about my savings. I sort of make my earning while I'm traveling,
right?
So I make some money while I'm traveling. So all of these are, you know, travel influencer and food bloggers are, you know, supposedly are, you know, first passions that we'll crack, in the sense that, you know, if you're a travel influencer, you know, you can, first of all, obviously inspire people to become a member of Zoho and earn a founder NFT. But then comes the next part of, you know, whenever we want to travel, we have to be inspired to travel there. Mm-hmm. Let's say, you know, I want to go to, you know, let's say I want to go to South Korea, you know, and that fashion. But if I have somebody, you know, who can show me those reels back to back, or, you know, give me that 2-minute content that gives me a cultural vibe of the place. And it can be very, on the municipal level, it can be on every destination. Like, I want to go to Bir. I want to see a 1-minute trailer of Bir. You know, so the way I see travel is that, you know, there's a director, like a movie, you know, it's an experience that happens. So there are people who create it, curate it, and communicate it. And so these two categories that you mentioned, travel influencers, food bloggers, they become an essential part of the, you know, getting all the smaller pieces into place for every destination.
Right.
And we are very hopeful that, you know, right now we have the NFTs, but, you know, 3 to 4 quarters down the line, we will have our own tokens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we will have a Zoho token into picture, which, you know, hopefully will help us give a lot more. Right now we're giving founder NFT, so we are also figuring out that, you know, what should be the balancing act. So we are building decentralized operations, right?
Right.
So, you know, we have the protocols, we have decentralized finance, and Zoho is coming and saying, yeah, we want to build decentralized operations.
Right.
We call decentralized operation DOPE. You know, internally, we are building the tools to scale it. That we don't want, like earlier, you know, in Zoho rooms, I used to have, let's say, hundreds of city managers in every city, right? And I think that, you know, now we can have it in the open world. You know, the gig economy doesn't mean that the only thing that you can do is deliver one thing to here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think in the gig economy, you can do a managerial role. You know, you can be at that place, you're seeing the ecosystem, you know, the place itself makes money. When people travel, at the end of the day, there's a service industry. So you can very well make anywhere between 15 to 25% of commissions,
right?
You know, depending on the category of the business and the demand of the time period. But these 20% commissions on average that we get, we want to give it back, right? So 10% can go back to the community. You know, 5% can go to travel influencers and food bloggers because they inspired people to travel. It is on the demand side. right? 5% can go back to people who are managing the reviews, who are visiting these properties, who are helping them improve, who are helping onboard, you know, new community members for service providing in the city. Right. And that's the managerial role that I see coming up as well. And it's a complex world, but hopefully we'll be able to connect it well. And that will be our long-term moat as well.
Right, right. Fantastic. Yeah, that kind of brings everyone under one roof and benefits everyone who's a part of the journey. So that's fantastic again.
You have to filter out, you know, so travel has this lemons and oranges problem. And so Zoho wants to filter out. We are saying that there are good people giving good service.
Right.
And just with the community traveling, that age-old feedback system, we already give feedbacks to Uber, Make My Trip, Google. But we know that, you know, these reviews are many times manipulated. People don't go out of the system. So we just bring it transparently in one roof and everybody benefits. You know, you get a good review, your commission increases, your you know, the commission that you give decreases. And everybody knows that, hey, you know, there's the Zoho ecosystem is evolving. If I do good today as a cab driver, the whole B destination will improve. So we all will make more money.
Right.
So game theory is an important part and we should let's embrace it. Let's see how we do.
Super. Okay, then DV, with that, we conclude the first round of questions. And now I'm quickly going to speeden up our conversation and moon towards a rapid fire conversation. Are you ready for this?
I am super excited for this.
Super. Three places that you think everyone should travel to according to you.
Barcelona, Amsterdam, San Francisco.
Okay. Your favorite NFT projects would be?
DAYC.
Okay. Best thing someone has told you about the Zoho World project when you first told them about it?
It's beautiful. It's a dream come true. Every day we hear such things.
Okay. The most funniest conversation when you first told someone about NFT or the Zoho World?
What? Matlab ki why? You know, things like that. It's funny. Tum bhi shilling karoge, paise chapoge, things like that.
Okay. In your words, what happens when travel and NFT come together seamlessly?
I think the world gets inspired. You know, I think we have inspired the world with the colorful walls in Zostel. And as we place NFTs all across the world, people will travel and we want to do that travel-fi, game-fi layer in which people will... And I think, you know, humanity will realize that, you know, we are much more and much more similar and alike than we like to believe. And we are very alone in this universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think traveling, you know, meeting other people, realizing that, hey, it's a different color, it's a different height, it's a different language, but deep down, we are all very, very same than different, you know, whatever be the culture. So I really think that traveling and NFTs coming together, it's also a global economy thing coming together that hopefully, you know, the global economy will rise, people will be able to travel. But travel comes when you have a roof on your head, you get something to eat, and then you can travel. So I'm very hopeful that world reaches that phase. Yeah, ki hunger wanger to solve kare, fir upar chale.
Right. Okay. Your pro tip for budding travel entrepreneurs?
Travel a lot. Check out Zoho World. You know, there is space for everyone. The idea is to give space to everyone to have their own identities. We don't want to convert you to a Zoho or a Zostel. We want you to have your own brand.
Uh-huh.
And if you're early right now as a travel entrepreneur, whatever you do, you know, be it a hotel, a hospitality, a cab, being early will be more rewarding, you know, right. That is for sure. So please give us a try.
Super. And finally, what's next for you, DV, in this and next quarter?
You know, we have shared it very publicly in our Discord channel. Our biggest challenge is right now, you know, we are testing things out. We want to launch our own, first of all. You know, Web3 is new to us as well.
Right.
Today, what we have done is that if you just tweet your Ethereum address to us on Twitter, we'll give you a alpha member NFT. So we will give people their first NFTs completely minted by us, gas cost on us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we are trying this smart contract and just, you know, being comfortable in the Web3 world. And our next challenge is then obviously, you know, shaping up the founder NFTs, the whole sales process of the founder NFTs. Then it's all happening in parallel. In the sense that we are, you know, also shaping up our, we have a suite of products, you know, so we have a suite of products, we have our avatars, we have our travel app, we have our builder app in which, you know, people place this different Z in different places. And we have our administration, we have the dope admin in which, you know, people log in and they see all the different, you know, things to do, the things that are incoming that, yeah, boss, I'm a good partner.
Right.
This is a good place to see. And it's all spread out, you know. So I think the next two quarters for us is, you know, just connecting everything together so that, you know, I don't need to come and explain Zoval to people. You know, people can just touch and see and feel and do their own 2+2+2 mm-hmm. to understand that, you know, what the hell is happening with the Zoval.
Right. Super. Fantastic. And finally, before we summon up this conversation, five reasons why one should become one of those 1,000 founders and believe in the Zoval and invest in it.
I think, you know, first of all, building something is super hard. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think building something is very, you know, purposeful. It's meaningful. I think if you become a founder of the Zoval, and, you know, this is a project that will be built for years to come. And, you know, I don't know, you might have a monotonous job, you might have something else, but I'm sure that being a founder and builder of Zoval will be meaningful and purposeful, you know, for you in the long term. Mm-hmm. And secondly, obviously, you know, if you want to work full time with us, you know, we are giving super high priority to people who are already founders. Then come the people who are members of the community. We are only hiring from there. So, you know, if you want to work with us, that's there. If you ever want to travel anywhere, I think being a founder of the Zoval right now, and, you know, having those different traits of different destination, different time, different things, you know, as we build this, you know, travel marketplace across the world, expect to be heavily rewarded, mm-hmm. You know, while you are traveling, while you are, you know, experiencing different things. But other than that, I think, you know, it's also super cool to be a part of this crazy community. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, just, you know, doing it for the sake of doing it without any specific reason, trying to find incentives. If you're crazy enough, you know, if you're crazy enough that, you know, hey, you know, I really think that our early founders will, you know, decide to be a part of Zoval on a emotional basis rather than a logical, a complete breakdown basis. And the last is the logical basis that, you know, right now, if you look at even 0.1 Ethereum and, you know, the half of the NFTs that we're selling, it's like what, $2 odd million at current market.
Right.
Maybe less than that as well. And I hope that, you know, what we are building right now, what you are also getting is a part of, you know, me and my life's vision along with our team's vision. And I plan to keep building this, and I plan to, you know, have $1 trillion of personal wealth, mm-hmm. you know, as the century comes to a closure, mm-hmm. This 21st century. And hopefully you'll get to ride along with me, but do your own research. Don't come in for the money.
Right.
But that's the idea. It's going to be very painful long term, but enjoy it.
Great. And with that, DV, we come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for making time for this conversation. And before we go, where can our listeners follow you and your journey?
DV Coolster, you know, is my ID. It was given to me by the automated bots of Gmail in 2006. Uh-huh. You know, since then, I've embraced this idea of DV Coolster. So wherever you see DV Coolster, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Reddit, on Quora, on LinkedIn, everywhere I'm DV Coolster, first of all. Okay. So for individual, and dvcoolster@gmail.com is obviously one of my emails.
Right.
And but, you know, that's about me. You can follow me everywhere. I would love it. You can DM me. I talk with a lot of budding entrepreneurs. I give as much time as possible back to the community, paying it forward. And about Zoval, we have a very cool domain called as zo.xyz. So it's zo.xyz mm-hmm. in that sense, right? So it's a two-letter domain. Our .com also ends, you know, before Google 6 character comes. So I'm very proud of it, zo.xyz. So if you come to zo.xyz, you'll get to understand the project a bit more longer. And we have the Discord community right now brewing up. And if you come to Discord, we can do live chat, etc. The super awesome community. We'll love to welcome you. Just join at discord.zo.xyz, or you can find the link anywhere. And I'm sure you'll feel very welcoming, regardless of how weird you are. You know, we are very weird. I'm also very weird. Even today, before this call, I was showing figurines to the community of my Uchiha Madara, you know, my Naruto, my uh-huh. Kakashi, uh-huh. you know, my Goku, my Batman.
Right.
And and, you know, these are things that we many times don't discuss, that, you know, now I'm 31 years old, I'm not a kid anymore, but I understand that this is not a kid thing, you know, this is a passion, this was done by somebody with, you know, care and love, and I really appreciate it. I either buy these things or I buy JPEGs, so, you know,
right.
physical world investment is in figurines.
Right.
So that's that. Would love to engage with any of you guys. Please.
Superb, superb, superb. I had a great time hosting you. Hope you enjoyed your time on the show as well.
Absolutely, Dakshin. It was super fun, you know, and I love the format. I love the rapid fire. I love the conversation. And now let's see, you know, how people understand it.
Yeah.
And from there you can start.
Superb, DV. Thank you so much for making time and best wishes always. We'll be in touch with you.
Cheers. Thank you. Thank you, Dakshin. You also have a good day. Great talking.
And so that brings us to the end of today's conversation. And before we wrap up, here is the interesting fact for the day. In the travel space, a lot of hotels and restaurants are exploring the possibilities with NFT. Did you know, in March, a buyer on OpenSea purchased a drink's secret recipe as well as the right to have a free round on every visit for 0.75 ethers. That's about close to around $2,500. Wow. So this is an exciting world we are looking forward to. And that's it for today. This is Dakshin Adyantaya signing off. Don't forget to hit the follow button on your favorite audio platforms and get in touch with me on thedeliberatetalks@gmail.com. Join in next Monday for a new episode. Until then, inspire and be inspired.